Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is your own time.
We do this on the last Thursday of every month, spotlighting a hometown. Today it's Homewood, and with us, Bob Budding, CEO of Carl Budding & Company for Old Wisconsin Sausage, based in Homewood. Give us a history of this old family business. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning. Old Wisconsin Sausage is part of the Carl Budding Company based here in Homewood. We've been here over 25 years, and recently just heard on the radio here, we are actually on the old Washington Park racetrack grounds that they were talking about earlier, so it's kind of fun that you were talking about that.
Right? That's where you are, huh?
Yeah, we used to have a couple of the old parts of it here that are no longer standing. So it was kind of funny you were talking about that earlier. Like I said, Old Wisconsin is part of the Budding Lunch Meat Company. We're family-owned. Old Wisconsin's products are made up in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, but the lunch meats and the sausage barbecue products are made here in the Illinois area, but the offices and our corporate is all here in Homewood.
It's a family business, and we love to support those small independent businesses, although you've really grown it. But what happens when there's a disagreement? It's hard to, you know, fire your brother-in-law or somebody, isn't it?
Well, you know, we're part of a sibling team, so we really have had very few disagreements over the years. We try to get along as well as we can. We do try to play well. And we've got about 2,500 associates here, and we do have a board of directors, and we're accountable really to everybody. So I can honestly say, the disagreements are really kind of small. Mm-hmm. We try to do what's best for everybody, and when we take a look at things. Most of our decisions are pretty long-term in thought. So when we decide things, we decide things fairly quickly because we know what's kind of best for
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to look for what's best for the long-term future of the company. Certain decisions, we purchased a factory here a couple of years back. We made that decision very quickly because we knew how important it was to do that. So, decisions are made... with long-term decision process, and we're done as a team. So it's not just my decision. I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah, long-term decisions made quickly. Maybe that's why you've been around and successful. I sampled some of your turkey bites. Really enjoyed those. Talk about your products. What's number one?
Well, actually, the turkey bites are our number one seller. We make our sausage products up in Sheboygan, and our turkey sausage sticks and snack sticks are our number one seller. We make both in bites and sticks, and people really, really enjoy them. We took that company over about 40 years ago, and they're celebrating their 75th anniversary, snacking is a real strong category right now. Protein snacking is a very popular on-trend, and we've been very lucky with that. And we've kind of carved a niche mostly on the turkey product.
How did Wisconsin become not only the cheese capital of the world, but also the sausage center?
Well, I think you're missing the third ingredient there.
What's
beer.
That? Well, oh, beer, yeah. Yeah, you got to wash it down with something, right?
Oh, sure. It's a lot of the Germans settled there in the Sheboygan area. There's a number of sausage factories there, some good companies, other family-owned companies as well. A lot had to do with the climate. It's a perfect climate for sausage with the right humidity coming off Lake Michigan. Sheboygan's directly between Green Bay and Milwaukee. It's a perfect temperature, and a lot has to do with the air and the temperature in the community there, it's kind of just grown from there. And we've been very, very lucky. The company started off fairly small, and we've grown it there to almost 500 people.
What's next for you? What are the trends? What are we snacking on these days?
Well, our newest item is our hot and spicy. We've been really enjoyed doing that. We just launched that at the Candy Convention here in Chicago, and we've gotten some great response from that. We continue to offer our products in multiple different sizes. We do it in little bitty packages that go into like the airline kits, and we also do it that goes into some of the party kits and a lot of snacking, just not only in the convenience stores or retailers, but a lot of times you'll see them in party trays and items like that.
And aren't you guys also responsible for Kingsford, that brand?
We are. A number of years ago, we purchased the Rapari Foods, which is our neighboring suburb of South Holland. We bought the company. We licensed with Kingsford, and we make the Kingsford barbecue line. So all the Kingsford barbecue products and ribs and barbecue entrees is we market those items. They're made right here in South Holland, and we've been very, very successful marketing the Kingsford barbecue line. It's been a great addition to our product, so we're staying within the core of our capabilities, and we've had a lot of fun building off of that.
Bob Budig, CEO of Carl Budig & Company for Old Wisconsin Sausage. And let's see, you produce, it's like 36 million pounds of sausage products a year. So you're doing something right. Keep it up. And it all started in Homewood.
Lucky people.
What?
We're very lucky people. We've got great people to help us do that.
Have a great holiday. I know you'll be
Thank
using
you
that, that barbecue sauce from Kingsford. Thanks, Robert.
Thank
be
you.
Well. All right.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.